USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Feds meet this week and are expected to raise interest rates to help curb the recession. An Egyptian-mediated ceasefire in Gaza began Sunday at 11:30 p.m. local time. Egyptian, Israeli, and Islamic Jihad officials said so far the peace has held after 3 days of fierce bloodshed. When America put Democrats in charge of American politics, they did so in a time of economic prosperity. That is since long gone in favor of recession and out-of-control prices. With the Inflation Reduction Act heading to Congress for final approval, Larry Summers was President Clinton's Treasury Secretary and says it's all good on Newsy.
This is going to make our economy better while at the same time contributing, albeit in a small way, to a reduction in inflation.
USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Coming up Tuesday, President Biden will sign the CHIPS and Science Act into law, and election primaries in Connecticut, Minnesota, Vermont, and Wisconsin are scheduled. Let's get more details on how the Democrats' massive spending bill will help Americans suffering from the recession.
The so-called Voterama in the U.S. Senate has ended. On Sunday, Senate Democrats pushed to pass President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act bill in a stunning election year turnaround. Next stop will be the House for a vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says this bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America.
This bill will kickstart the era of affordable clean energy in America. It's a game changer. It's a turning point. And it's been a long time in coming.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
In NASCAR racing, Kevin Harvick breaks a 65 race drought, wins the Cup race in Michigan over the weekend. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The Albuquerque, New Mexico Police Department has released images of a vehicle that is suspected to have been used as a getaway car in the recent murders of four Muslim men, a black Volkswagen Jetta or Passat. Ahmad Assad is president of the Islamic Center of New Mexico.
We've never gone through anything like this before. This is a surreal time for us. We're in fear of the safety of our children, our families. It's not about just the Muslim community, but the entire community. We're all in it together.
With the massive Democrats' partisan spending bill getting absolutely zero support from Republicans, the bill now heads over to the House for approval. New York Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, she says she will vote no because there isn't a no button.
But look, we're all paying for this. You know, the Democrats just passed the so-called Inflation Reduction Act. Guess who pays for all this? We do. And now we're investing in green energy instead of at the border. We've got 87,000 new IRS agents to come after the middle and lower income taxpayers because the big guys in private equity got a break. They got a tax break. And so who's going to pay for these migrants? Who's going to pay for this green energy? All these new migrants, by the way, not only are they in sanctuary cities where these cities are technically violating federal law. They're going to be on the energy grid, and we're already seeing brownouts in upstate New York and all across this country because we need to invest in energy. We need to understand it has to be reliable.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.